is your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, June 18th, 2018. I'm back from vacation. And we're going to have an interesting update on some of the things that I've seen happen while I've been away. Of course, I want to talk about the Inspector General's report. A lot of things have come out with that. A lot of things have been verified that we already knew with that. We're also going to talk about the Children's Crusade. This is, I think, going over the last weekend, I think this is the thing that bothers me the most. The virtue signaling that we see coming from not only the Democrats who are trying to use this for political purposes, but of course also the establishment Republicans. We've got Laura Bush writing an op-ed piece for the Washington Post, and of course President Trump said, hey, I beat 17 people, including the Bush dynasty, and so when he was talking about the election this last weekend and the attempts to overthrow it. And so we have the establishment Republicans coming out, trying to pretend that this situation at the border is some kind of a Nazi approach. And we've had, of all people, Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, former director of the CIA, the guy who was there at the top when they're doing unconstitutional dragnet surveillance, who as CIA director has supported the overthrow of other governments, is supporting the attempted coup of our own election here in the United States. And on and on. I mean, we look at all the things that the CIA does. We look at Operation Paperclip, bringing in Nazi scientists and so forth. I mean, these people are literally Nazis in the CIA. They've done everything that the Nazis did, except the CIA has gotten away with it for the most part. Mind control, human experimentation, torture, you name it. And this guy calls President Trump a Nazi? Because he's doing the same thing that Obama did. You know, the bottom line is that they're not getting any traction because they're failing to come after President Trump on this coup that they've attempted. And of course, Michael Hayden and the CIA and the rest of these people at the top of the FBI and so forth, these corrupt people at the top of our quote unquote law enforcement agencies have failed in their coup attempts. They have failed to hold President Trump back from making the economy great again. And when you've got the moves towards bringing peace in North Korea, hopefully that's going to happen. We'll have to see what happens with that in terms of as we move forward. But with all these things happening, the only thing that they can do is go back and criticize President Trump for, number one, doing the same thing that Obama has done, and number two, protecting the borders. This was a commitment that he made to voters. And, of course, Bannon talked about this as he had an interview this weekend. After a long period of silence, he came back and said, President Trump's going to run the tables if he doesn't cave on immigration. But they're trying to get him to cave on immigration. People like Paul Ryan, who has always been open borders. People like the establishment Republicans. I cannot believe what Michael Steele, former head of the RNC, was saying on MSNBC. We're going to play that for you coming up here. It's pretty amazing. Of course, I was at the Democrat convention in 2016 when they selected Hillary Clinton. And Michael Steele was there at that convention, and he was treated like a celebrity. He was a celebrity star at the Democrat convention. And he's now a commentator for MSNBC talking about the crimes of enforcing the law. We're going to have a lot to say about that. We're also going to have some updates on what is going on with the attempts to take over our transportation. They've now got an Audi executive that has been arrested because of the diesel cheating scandal. They never paid any attention to the fact that our own EPA under Obama, Lisa Jackson, were committing human experimentation, you know, kind of like the CIA and the Nazis did, human experimentation in North Carolina, not very far from where I live, just a few miles down the road, hooking people up to diesel, trying to create problems, selecting people with respiratory and heart issues, trying to up the regulations. They were doing that. They couldn't, as a matter of fact, when it failed, they started arresting executives from VW and Audi. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula. The Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this June 18th, 2018. For those of you who are just joining us, I've been on vacation for a week. It's good to be back. We're going to talk about the Children Crusade here because this is really what's happening. As I point out at the top of the hour, to those who tuned in, this is a desperate attempt from the Democrats and the establishment Republicans to try to get some traction to criticize Trump after we've had the Inspector General report. We're going to talk about that, the corruption that has been exposed there, after the victories that Trump has had with the economy. The one thing that they think they can do is come after him with the kids. They always use the kids at the front, don't they? Just like they have for gun control, and we've got some amazing gun control news here. We've got some poor fellow, a farmer in California, who tried to comply with the gun control laws in California, trying to register his AR-15. They said, well, we think that you've modified this somehow. Well, I don't know exactly what the details were, but when you have people who unwittingly break the law and get involved with this, that's why you've had these, some jurisdictions where they passed bump stock regulation. And guess what? Nobody has turned anything in, even if they had them. Maybe the best way to proceed with this kind of stuff is just to ignore it. Because when you try to comply with these people, the regulations that they create become a web of entrapment. I forget who said it. Someone said that regulations are really kind of like a spider web that the big bumblebees go through, but it only catches the small mosquitoes. And that's really what we're seeing here in this country in spades, isn't it? When we look at the Inspector General report, you get the small guys, like the sailor, who took pictures of his bunk bed and so forth inside the submarine. Those are born classified as confidential. The lowest level of classification. Confidential is nothing. And he got sent to prison by these same people who said that Hillary gets a pass. And then at the same time, we see that James Comey was doing the same thing that Hillary Clinton was doing. Had private emails, and he was corresponding with people, and she pointed that out. But of course, he gets a pass, just like he gave a pass to her when he said she committed all these felonies. He does the same thing. And then the Inspector General does the same thing with him. It's okay. It's okay. He was just insubordinate. Insubordinate to the law, maybe. And not politically biased. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but we're also going to talk about, I think, the most important thing that has come out of this. The two things that I think of the Inspector General report that are most important are the comments, we have to stop him. We have to stop him. That, folks, is beyond political bias. That is criminal. Why is Peter Strzok still working for the FBI? Why is Christopher Wray still saying, well, the FBI is still a great organization? No, it isn't. If you allow criminals to continue to draw a paycheck and to stay there, it is not a good organization. It is rotten from the top down, and that's the way these organizations go. They rot from the top down. Christopher Wray needs to go. If he's still got Peter Strzok drawing a salary after he said, we got to stop Trump, we got to stop Christopher Wray. If the FBI wants to get his reputation back, they want to stop being called the FIB, the FIB, Maybe they need to get their integrity back by getting rid of some of these criminals that have now been exposed by the Inspector General. But let's start with the Children's Crusade. One of the things that I was absolutely amazed to see are Christian leaders, quote unquote, let's put the leaders in quotes here, Christian leaders saying separating babies from their mothers is immoral. That's the statement of Franklin Graham, of the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, are all saying things like, while protecting our borders is important, we can and must do better as a government and as a society to find other ways to ensure that safety, says the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Franklin Graham jumped in and said, it's terrible to see families ripped apart. I don't support that one bit. Who's ripping them apart, Franklin? Is it their parents who decide that they're going to make them accessories in a crime? They're going to drag them across a dangerous border? Or they're going to turn them over to traffickers? I don't understand that. And then they go to an Old Testament professor at the University of Dubuque Theological Seminary in Iowa. I've never heard of this place. But they go to an Old Testament professor to get his commentaries on the New Testament, Romans 13. And, of course, he's right to talk about the Nazis using Romans 13. And we've talked to Chuck Baldwin in the past. He wrote an entire book on how Romans 13 is misused by Christian leaders to say that we have to obey everything the government says. That's not what Romans 13 says. Romans 13 makes it clear where real authority is. And you don't have any real authority if you start to do things like the Nazis did. And so when we look at this, the question is that what's happening at the borders? We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. Are they really being put in cages? They've already been embarrassed by putting up a picture of what Obama was doing. But they continue to go as if nobody ever discovered that Obama was doing this exact policy. We're going to go into that in a moment. But when we talk about these Christian leaders, are they concerned about the fact that we've got parents across the country now refusing to call their newborns girls or boys because they don't want to misgender them? So much for the Christian leadership of these people, right? They are so pathetic that they can't even get the people who follow them to understand that gender is biological, objective, and binary. Have they not read that he created them male and female? Have you not told that, Christian leaders, to your flock? Why are we in the dark with these people? Well, it's postmodernism, quite frankly. You know, when you see the people at these Antifa rallies, and you go up to try to talk to them, and all they do is they yell and scream at you, racist, sexist, homophobe, xenophobe. They can't carry on a discussion. They don't want to carry on a discussion. These millennials, these snowflakes, have been thoroughly indoctrinated in postmodernism. Do you know what that is? Christian leaders, have you told your flock what postmodernism is? Postmodernism simply is the idea that there is no such thing as objectivity. There is no such thing as truth. You and I have our own separate truths. And of course, they're not going to be tolerant of your truth. That's the other part that they're told. But there is absolutely no reason for them to debate anything. There's no reason to have a discussion about facts. Because as we see from campus reform, they went around and talked to some of these kids on campus. They've got a course being offered next year at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. They will explore how concepts like meritocracy and objectivity are just white mythology. White mythology. So there's no such thing to these people as objectivity. So you can't talk to them about facts. They are postmodern. And this has been, there's the blind spot in these Christian leaders when they do that. And yet, with all of this stuff happening, what do they focus on? They focus on making sure we got open border policies. Seriously, Franklin Graham, you don't understand what's going on. You don't understand this is going on with Obama. You don't understand the political game and how you've just been played by the Democrats. They always do this with the kids. We got Father's Day. How about Father's Day? We got 24 million American children without a dad because American families are collapsing and our Christian leaders are like crickets who aren't making any sounds. We've got 24 million children, one in three children, have no father in their home on this last Father's Day. And when we're talking about that, we got Bill Clinton, whose son, Danny Williams, believes that he's his son. Of course, maybe Bill Clinton does too. Maybe that's why he sent the checks through the Arkansas State Police to Danny Williams until he became president and the checks stopped. And so Danny Williams on Father's Day would say, would you please take a paternity test? Please put my mind to rest. Let me know one way or the other if you are my father. But of course he won't do that. And then we have Chelsea Clinton out there virtue signaling on the same day about children being separated from their parents. How about Danny Williams, your stepbrother? How about that? Or stepbrother, half-brother? Wow, how was that? I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is there. But I think there's a relationship, and I think Bill Clinton thinks there's a relationship. Just the hypocrisy that we see coming from Christian leaders and, of course, from the Clintons. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, so when you put your kids on the horse with no name or pack them into an SUV and try to crash across a border illegally with people and you get arrested for violating the law and they take your kids away, is that your problem or is that the problem of the Trump administration? I tweeted out, I said, parents shouldn't take their kids with them when they commit crimes. And it is a crime. When they come across the border illegally. And those are the children that are being taken away from the parents. What if we took away the kids from the parents who get involved in a bank robbery? Oh, that's right, we do, don't we? You know, we had a lot of kids taken away from parents who are doing nothing other than smoking marijuana, for example. What about those kids being taken away by Republicans and Democrats? Nobody's paying any attention to that, are they? You have President Trump saying that he may decriminalize marijuana. Boy, that would be a big boost to his campaign if he were to do something like that, because this is a great injustice that has gone on now for 47 years here in America. It's a UN agenda. It is unconstitutional. It has been totally ineffective. See, this is one of the things when we talk about policies like the war on drugs, like torture and so forth, it would be one thing if they were effective. Then we could say, well, you know, we decided that we'd take shortcuts around the Constitution, rule of law, never a good idea. But maybe we should do that because it's effective, except that neither of those policies are effective. And so what we've done is we've just trashed the rule of law for the war on drugs, for our torture programs, and we've got absolutely nothing for it, except a more dangerous society for all of us to live in. But we've got the Democrats using these kids as pawns, as they always do, whether they're trying to force mandatory insurance on us or some other kind of socialist scheme, or whether it's open borders, they always use the children. They encourage the children to come across. They encourage the parents to bring their kids across, saying you're going to get a better education than you would in your country where your government doesn't want to pay to educate your children properly. So bring them over here. We'll have the American citizens and the legal American immigrants pay for their education. And basically what they're doing is they're enforcing the law. They're enforcing the border. Where is the responsibility of these parents? Are they going to take the kids with them when they rob a bank? Is that okay? And would you criticize? Can you imagine the outrage if we had video footage of parents coming in and robbing a bank and they've got 2-year-old that they're dragging along with them while they're robbing the bank? Do you think that would be abusive of the kids? Do you think that'd be child endangerment? Do you think it's child endangerment to drag your kids across the border? Do we know who these kids are? Do we even know that they are part of those families? That's what I tweeted out over the weekend. And yet we've got the New York Post coming out and saying, showing a picture of a little 2-year-old child, callous, soulless, craven Trump. They're desperate to get something. We got Laura Bush, part of the Bush dynasty that President Trump talked about beating. Said this zero tolerance policy is cruel and immoral. Says it breaks my heart. Americans pride ourselves on being a moral nation. Oh, really? Wasn't it your husband who killed millions over a war that there were no weapons of mass destruction? A war that he justified on bad intelligence that was obtained in part by torture. That's where they got a lot of that nonsense about weapons of mass destruction. That was your husband, Laura Bush. You want to lecture us on being a moral nation? Why don't you lecture your husband? Where were you when he was doing that kind of stuff? All right, so let's talk about a Democrat. We had Henry Cuellar, I think is the way you pronounce his name. He's here in Texas. Maybe I should know who he is. But he came out and he quietly admitted that yeah, this child migrant thing, that was going on under President Obama. Here's what he had to say.
There was, according to the Washington Post reporting, a surging number of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border. In 2014, there were nearly 70,000, according to the Post reporting. And that same year, there was this viral image of children being kept in a cage at a detention center. Do you see any parallels here? How different is what we're seeing today from these images?
In many ways, and I think I was, I don't know what image you're using, but I released some of those photos because it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. There were large numbers of people coming in. The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet, and I don't know which image you're using, but I released some photos
that
I had gone about those young kids who were kept there, and we're still seeing a numbers. And keep in mind, when they talk about putting some of the young kids in those centers, not all of them are being separated. Some of them are coming alone, as Ed said a few minutes ago. Some of them are coming on their own. So it's not a matter that every single child that we have in those centers are being separated, because some of them are coming alone. Keep in mind that under the law, you can separate a child if that person, the adult, is not the real parent or the custodian. Because sometimes we see situations where they'll bring a child because they know of the policy that we have over here with children, or at least what we used to have. Or if there's a criminal offense, but they're using this no zero tolerance to separate. And that's an area that I think we need to look at.
So Congressman Kern.
All right. So let's hold it there. Yeah. We have, folks, young teens that are coming across. They're being encouraged by MS-13 to come across. You know, MS-13 goes down to pretty young ages. And after DACA was put through by Obama, and of course, it was never a law. There was never any Dream Act that was ever passed, but they call them dreamers nevertheless. It was an executive order. And the only reason I'm convinced that President Trump hasn't struck that down is simply politics. He's simply afraid of this type of attack. And what we're seeing now is just as phony as that picture that they showed in the report that I just played for you of the kids in a quote unquote cage. Of course, they were behind a fence there. But that's the way that this is being portrayed. We have the AP calling that a cage. They're in a chain link fence there, sleeping in a chain link, behind a chain link fence. But that was under Obama. And so now we have this attack on him, which is just as phony, but it's coming, as I point out, from mainstream Republicans in Congress, people like Paul Ryan, establishment Republicans like Laura Bush coming out there. And as Zero Hedge points out, they lost control of the Russian collusion. They haven't gained any traction because of this Trump-Kim summit. The economy is cooking, so what are they doing? They're trying to portray Trump as a baby-stealing racist. But there are young teens coming across, many of them drug mules. We've got human trafficking of children coming across. And then we got some instances probably where you got parents dragging their kids across that very dangerous situation. Folks, that is far worse than having your kids in the car with you when you are out there totally stone drunk. It's just absolutely amazing to me. And of course, this is something, as he pointed out, there were surges in 2014. You saw that picture that was there. We had people questioning what was going on with all these Walmarts that were closing. And remember, they said, oh, well, it's plumbing situation. I said, well, that's a bit suspicious. Why don't you just fix the plumbing? They closed them. They turned them into detention centers. It was very quiet until the Democrats started doing these stunts. But that was done under Obama. Quietly shutting down these Walmarts, turning them into detention centers. They didn't want to tell anybody about it. We talked about it. It's like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't say anything about it. It's just a conspiracy. No, it wasn't. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Keep on dying. 113 politicians have been killed ahead of Mexico's election, and we still got 2 weeks before it happens. Think about that. Mexican, this is a state of the state that is just to the south of our border. But we shouldn't protect that border. And folks, I don't think that we need to be gaslighted by the Democrats and mainstream Republicans into putting our families at jeopardy. More people have been killed in Mexico's violence between the drug cartels than any other place in the world other than Syria. And in Syria, they have airplanes to drop bombs on the population. They don't need that in Mexico. And even with the retail slaughter of guns, machetes, knives, you name it, that they've got there, without the bombs being dropped by missiles and planes and so forth, they're nearly up to the level of death and carnage that they have in Syria. That's the war on drugs. And again, it hasn't, we bear some responsibility for that. Absolutely we do. It's a UN agenda. It's unconstitutional. We have created that rivalry between the drug cartels that is going to continue going on. Even if we were to stop the war on drugs now, they are powerful organizations. And just look at what they're doing in the election there. 113 politicians killed. Another 300 more have suffered some kind of aggression since September. And they say, this is a report from BuzzFeed, they say as astonishing as these numbers are, they only tell part of the story. There are hundreds of candidates who have backed out of their races out of fear for their safety, and many others who have curbed their campaign activities. As one security analyst said, he said, violence is altering the profile of candidates. Who's going to run in an environment like this? I said, well, only people who are totally reckless or those who are colluding with criminals. This is the state of Mexico, the state of that state, the state of its disunion. And folks, just as we have to have vetting at the borders for people who are coming in from certain nations that Barack Obama went to war with, of course, without a declaration of war. Nevertheless, he went to war with these places, saying that they're dangerous enough that we need to drop bombs on them. And then after they drop bombs on them and drop bombs on many innocent people, thanks to the actions of people like Michael Hayden, who is now saying that President Trump is acting like creating a Nazi slave labor camp. Seriously? But after they exacerbate that problem, after they kick the ant's nest, after they create a lot more people other than the original terrorists who want to do harm to Americans, then we open the borders up. And if the president, who has not only the constitutional authority, but the duty to protect our borders, tries to do that, then we have federal judges say, you can't do that. I don't understand why the president is allowing this type of dictatorship from the federal judiciary at the lowest level. At some point, one of the most important things that President Trump could do, and hopefully he will do it at some point in time, is to say, we are not going to be dictated to by the judiciary. They don't have any power of enforcement. They were not given any power of enforcement under the Constitution. Even the most statist of the founders, Alexander Hamilton, said they are the least threatening because they don't have any way to enforce things. You had Andrew Jackson say the Supreme Court's made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. And yet now the Supreme Court decides that they're going to be the final arbiters of how our society looks, interjecting themselves into every minute aspect of our lives. It would be unconstitutional for the Congress or for the president to do that. And yet the Supreme Court does it with impunity all the time. Just look at the situation about defining marriage. They don't have any authority in the federal government. Nobody in the federal government has any authority to define marriage one way or the other. And yet they did so. They have violated their authority, but we have to protect the borders. President Trump ran on that. And so we're going to take a look at what actually it looks like inside of these camps. But first, just one more or two things that we have comments from Republicans, from mainstream media, from Michael Hayden. You know, the guy who said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. Yeah, we understand that. We've seen the Inspector General report. We understand what you guys are about. But we got House Speaker Paul Ryan, always been open borders, and other Republicans decrying President Trump, trying to make him look like a baby snatcher. A lot of these people, folks, are not baby snatchers. A lot of them are MS-13 drug mules, even though they're teenagers, even though they're unaccompanied minors. These are not kids at the border with teddy bears. These are not eight-year-olds who crossed a continent by themselves. Okay, that whole thing is a bunch of nonsense. It was put together and supported by Glenn Beck and people of his ilk. Establishment Republicans. Brian said, we don't want kids separated from their parents. Well, how about holding these parents responsible for child endangerment and abuse, as I said? Then we have Michael Hayden saying that Trump's border policy is like a Nazi slave labor camp. You know, the phrase, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And if you want to talk about people that are like Nazis, we've had, or maybe people like the Stasi, we've had William Binney, NSA whistleblower, say that what the NSA was doing under people like Michael Hayden, doing under Michael Hayden, actually, was worse than what the Stasi, the East German secret police, did. And he wasn't using an exaggerated metaphor. He's quite literally saying that they have more power, more ability to distinguish because of the use of technology. They have the same evil desires as the East German Stasis, but the East Germans didn't have the kind of technology that Michael Hayden has to look at interesting people, not bad people. He's not interested in protecting you. He's got his own political agenda. So, yeah, we had Nazis who were spying on their own citizens. We had Nazis who identified people by their religious and political beliefs. That's what the NSA does. Geospatial intelligence maps the human domain. It takes a look at your religious political beliefs. It maps out who their opposition is. Tries to manipulate people. That was another thing the Nazis did, their propaganda campaigns. It's far beyond Operation Mockingbird. It is very scientific, very, very extensive. They're able to, using the metadata, which he also lied to you about, they're able to see if their lying narratives are working on you. And if they're not, they just start this massive censorship that we see on social media. They also, the Nazis also invaded other countries without having been invaded themselves. That wouldn't look like anybody that we've got in this country, would it? Trying to organize a coup in their own country, like Michael Hayden and others. And then, of course, the war criminal actions of torture, assassination, and mind control that people like Michael Hayden, who was in the CIA, preside over. You want to call other people Nazis, Michael Hayden? Look in the mirror. It is not an exaggeration to call him a Nazi. The Nazis were never as good at what they did as Michael Hayden and his cohorts are. And then we got the Associated Press. And it's kind of interesting. This Breitbart article says the Associated Press uses the term cages to describe chain link partitions. And of course, that picture that they tried to attack President Trump with last week that showed a couple of kids behind chain link fences, that was under Obama, of course. But they point out the LA Times and the Associated Press go to the same facility. The LA Times, which they point out is not a conservative outlet, says a baby boy cried as he was carried past chain link holding areas of the Border Patrol Processing Center in McAllen, Texas. Then the AP, reporting on the same place, says inside an old warehouse in South Texas, hundreds of children wait away from their parents in a series of cages created by metal fencing. One cage had 20 children inside and so forth. Well, when we come back, we're going to show you the shocking video inside Trump's concentration camp. We're going to play for you what Michael Steele, as a matter of fact, we got enough time here. No, we don't have enough time. I want to play for you what Michael Steele went on MSNBC talking about. And of course, this is a guy who part of the Republican establishment, just like Paul Ryan, who doesn't want us to have borders. See, we're supposed to unify as part of a North American Union. We're supposed to unify with that corrupt government to the south of us where 113 politicians have been killed running for office. Another 300 violently attacked. And anybody who is honest and doesn't have a suicide wish won't even run for office. We're supposed to join with them. You know, it just happens to be one community, as Nancy Pelosi says. It just happens to have a border running through it.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call
888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to give you a shot of what one of these concentration camps looks like that they're putting the children in. And again, if you are parents and you're committing a crime, and it is a crime, let's stop calling them undocumented immigrants. I think the best description of them is, and actually it was sent to me by a listener at one point in time, and I think they got it exactly right. They're foreign citizens criminally trespassing. And as they're coming across a very dangerous border that is filled with drug traffickers, human trafficking, where they capture children and sell them into sex slavery, why, as a parent, would you do that to your child? Why is nobody criticizing the parents? Well, we know what the answer to this is. We know the Democrats, the mainstream media, and the establishment Republicans want to use this to beat President Trump, to whip him, to make him look like some kind of an abuser of children. So we're going to play the clip for you. We're also going to show you what the former head of the RNC, Michael Steele, had to say on MSNBC attacking President Trump. And then we're going to show you what one of these things really looks like. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have as part of our Thursday and Friday 34-hour special, The Fall of the Deep State. We put a lot of the products at InfoWarsStore.com on 50% discount plus free shipping. Let me give you a few of those. BrainForce Plus, my favorite, 50% off plus free shipping. The Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet, both of those 50% off plus free shipping. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, and DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. And here's the big one that free shipping really helps you on, as well as a 50% discount. If you get the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, and that's either in the 1 year, the 6 month, or the 3 month food supplies, you can get them 50% off plus free shipping, a massive discount. It's always good to have a store of food that is set aside just in case you have even an emergency, a natural disaster. And you might have some kind of a shock going through the system in terms of food inflation. So this is a great way to lock in a very cheap price, a 1 year, 6 month, or 3 month food supply, 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Many products, 50% off plus free shipping. Okay, so we've got Associated Press, as I pointed out. They're calling them cages, even though the Los Angeles Times is saying, yeah, they're just chain link fences. after all these people failed and these efforts to come after President Trump. Here's Michael Steele, the former head of the RNC, as I pointed out, when I was at the Democrat National Convention where they nominated Hillary Clinton. He was there, and he was treated like a celebrity. Massive mob of people. Boy, you would think that he was a Democrat. And you would think that he was a Democrat if you heard him talk on MSNBC. Here's what he had to say.
We can't find a solution to this problem without harming children,
right?
Without putting them into concentration camps.
And I would even say, Stephanie, to that point, it's not even an interpretation of the law. It is a policy.
A new policy.
It is a policy that has been invoked by the President of the United States.
Illegal.
And dictated to his attorney general, who goes out and quotes the Bible. By the way, a passage that was used to justify slavery in this country, to justify encamping children. I call this a concentration camp for kids, because that's exactly what is turning out to. When you give kids 22 hours of lockup time and 2 hours of airtime, what else can it be? And if this is where this country is going, the American people need to wake up and pay attention, because your kids could be next.
Right.
If you commit a crime, they will take away your children. They really will. While you are being processed through the system, you will not allow, would they rather the kids go to jail? Oh, that's right. It's not a crime to violate the borders, to violate immigration law. Just let all those people come through. That's what they're saying. Look, the law is that we have a border. We have immigration laws. We have a system of legal immigration. These people have decided to violate that. When they do, they have violated the law. The children are separated from the parents as the parents are being processed. That happens when any law like that is violated. There's nothing new. This was done by the Obama administration. What is the issue with this? But are they concentration camps? We have a story at Infowars.com. This is a 3-minute video, so I'm not going to play that much of it. But let's roll some of that B-roll. This is the concentration camp that President Trump and Jeff Sessions are running for immigrant children. Does this look like a concentration camp? You can just keep running that through there. And I'm going to tell people this story from Breitbart. The child border crossers, as you watch that video there, have a higher standard of living than 13 million American children living in poverty. Federal government referred nearly 41,000 unaccompanied minor border crossers to the Unaccompanied Alien Children Program. And as part of that, you, the American taxpayer, as you're looking at this concentration camp here for these children, that you pay $660 annually. So about $34,500 you pay for each of these children. Now, in contrast, there's 13.2 million American children under the age of 18 who are living in poverty, their parents and guardians in household of four earning less than $24,500 a year. So to put that in perspective, as Breitbart points out, you have the annual average income for an impoverished American family of four is $10,000 less than what each of these children get, and what Michael Steele and the Democrats and the CIA are trying to tell you are concentration camps. What a bold-faced lie. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, we've got Democrats going, again, on Father's Day, they go to one of these detention centers in New Jersey and try to break in. And this is a stunt, folks. All of this stuff is a stunt. Some of the parents who spoke out on Father's Day as they were looking at this, one father said, I lost my best friend. An American father and mother are continuing to fight for justice for their son who was killed 18 years ago on Father's Day in a car crash that left their family separated for life. You got an illegal alien from Mexico charged with killing a 14-year-old boy riding his bike. Why are we not concerned about American citizens? And folks, these types of situations that are happening with drunk drivers, and it is a high incident. I can tell you, I've been hit twice here living. I've never had a situation like that when I was living in North Carolina, but here twice, people who don't even speak English. And they're given a pass by the police here. They get special treatment. You know, one of the things that I remember from the 1990s, one of the, is James Davidson. He had the National Taxpayers Union. He had a publication I used to subscribe to. And he recommended to people, he said, don't live in the same country that you have citizenship in because they treat you like dirt. And that's true here in America as well. He said, live in one country but have official citizenship in another country. And you can see that even when you cross state lines. I've had situations where I get pulled over for speeding in a different state, and they let me go with a warning. Or when I first came here and I didn't have a Texas driver's license, get pulled over for speeding. It's like, oh, well, you're from the other state. We'll let you go or whatever. The warning. But they don't make that kind of allowance for you if you are their subject. If you are from their state or you're from their country, they treat you like the slave they think that you are. And that certainly is true when we look at illegals coming in here. But when we look at what is happening with Mexico, do we really want to be part of a North American union with them? When we have 113 politicians killed in the run-up to the election, still 2 weeks away, 300 violently attacked. The only people who are running for office are the people who are part of the criminal cartels there. That is a failed state, and we should be vetting the people who come in there in the same way that we should be vetting the people from the countries that Obama went to war with. Regardless of whether they're Muslim or not, it has nothing to do with them being Muslim, and it has nothing to do with President Trump and any comments that he's made about Muslims. It has to do with the fact that they're coming in from countries that Barack Obama went to war with. People like Michael Hayden used to drop bombs on wedding parties and so forth. Yeah, he wants to call President Trump a Nazi. It's absolutely amazing. Lou Dobbs says, if Paul Ryan deceives Trump into a DACA amnesty, the GOP will lose the House majority. See, President Trump has to understand that this border thing, even though he's getting a lot of heat, even though they're saying this is for the children, this is, they'll always say that it is for the children. Whether it is gun control or whether it is no control over our borders, whatever their policy is, they will always use the children. And President Trump better get a backbone on this. If he does, as Bannon says, he will run the tables during the midterms. In other words, there's not going to be any stopping him. He's going to deliver on everything that he promised. Look, I don't agree with President Trump on every issue that he ran on. I disagreed with him on torture. But he ran as a candidate saying he was going to torture people. And, of course, Hillary Clinton was going to do it as well. On the issues I disagree with President Trump on, the Democrats were, Hillary Clinton was as bad or worse on any of those issues I disagreed with President Trump on. I still don't agree with him on torture, but he didn't run to say that he was going to stop torture. He did run to say that he was going to stop the open borders and the way that it exposes all of us, including illegal immigrants who have their own children killed by MS-13 when they think they can escape them and they can't because they come across the border as well.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to do a news break here at the top of the hour. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Inspector General's report, also some updates on gun control that are happening throughout the country, not just in California, but in places like North Carolina. They're trying to implement some California gun control laws. We're also going to talk about Mort de Merkel. You know, remember we had the famous story about the death of King Arthur? That was what it was titled. Le Mort de Arthur. Well, Angela Merkel trying to run these types of policies of open borders down the throats of the German people is about to be thrown out, and it's about time. But it's a lesson for the establishment Republicans. The issue, folks, that is going to take down Angela Merkel, the issue that got President Trump elected are the borders, and that's why they're trying to spin this phony story. That's why I spent so much time on this children's crusade that's being run by the people. We got one more clip coming up that we're going to play in the next segment. But first, I want to cover some of the breaking news. We had this morning a 6.1 magnitude earthquake hitting Osaka, Japan. At least 3 people have been killed and 200 injured with an earthquake that size. If Japan had not had the kind of construction techniques that they do have, it would have been much heavier. So we're glad to see that wasn't more casualties than that, although that is still quite a few people that have been injured. Two elderly people and a 9-year-old girl who had a collapsing, a wall collapse on her. We also had, speaking of collapses, we have Hillary Clinton struggling to get upstairs at an 8th grade graduation. And this is how far Hillary Clinton has fallen. She is now going to 8th grade graduations. She is so desperate. She will go anywhere, anybody. I'll speak at an 8th grade graduation, says Hillary Clinton. And there she is. What happened, Hillary? I'm sure she didn't see that coming when she wrote her book either, that she's going to be doing gigs at 8th grade graduations. But she is. And then we have a Canadian company offering $250 DNA hereditary tests, and they scammed customers. Had one customer give them, just to see what they would do, gave them the DNA of his dog, and they came back and told him that his dog was descended from Native Americans. And so I wonder what they would do with Elizabeth Warren's DNA. Maybe she should send her stuff to this DNA company to verify that she is not really Pocahontas. Maybe this was Dogahontas. Yes, your dog is descended from Native Americans, and maybe his name was Running Dog or something when they put it in there. But yeah, totally, totally fake. You know, when I look at this, I was just looking, doing some research on an upcoming speech that I'm doing in the fall, talking about technology, transhumanism, the hybrid technologies that are all coming together. From robotics to artificial intelligence, all these things that are, genetics and so forth, that are all coming together as part of transhumanism. I was looking at DNA, and do you realize DNA is not 100% accurate? Whenever we have these new technologies that come out, like DNA analysis for crimes and so forth, yeah, they've gotten some people off. But they've also fingered some people who were innocent. They are not foolproof. And they're not 100% accurate. Every time we get a new technology, everybody, now we know for certain that we can nail these people and so forth. It isn't for certain. And as we're looking at Pocahontas and Hillary Clinton, we have even Rob Reiner, the meathead from Archie Bunker, saying that Robert De Niro has gone too far. You know, you jumped the shark when the meathead says, you got to pull this back. I mean, that's something he never said to his father-in-law on All in the Family. You know, Archie, you've gone too far. He said that to Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro with his F. Trump comments. You know, I used to look, when we're looking at movies for our kids to watch, They would tell you what was in the movie. Robert De Niro movies, you would typically see the F word used, because of Robert De Niro, you typically see the F word used about 200 times in a 90-minute movie. That's about the only thing he knows how to say. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to play one more clip for you, and then we're going to put this Children's Crusade to bed. And this clip is from Steve Bannon. Again, this is an effort to use children in a visceral way. It is a lie. Everything that's being done now was done by Obama. To the extent that they enforced the border, they would separate children. All those pictures that you saw a week ago that they were all embarrassed about, you know, it turned out they were from the Obama administration. The Walmarts that were secretly closed, they were turned into detention camps. We now understand that was done under Obama. We saw some pictures of the so-called concentration camps. And as I pointed out in the last hour, they're getting $10,000 per child, more than 13 million children who are living in a family of four get. $10,000 more than that family of four gets for their four children. $10,000 more is being spent on these children who are foreign citizens, drug across the border by their parents, or sent unaccompanied as a part of this. A very dangerous situation, and folks, you know, I know there's a lot of problems with child protective services, and we need to get those problems fixed, but there are parents who abuse their children. And the parents who bring their children across the border under the circumstances that we now know happen at the border, that is child abuse. Why is no one calling that out for child abuse? It is child abuse, and those kids should be taken away from those parents, quite frankly. But here's what we have Jonathan Carl showing a picture of a young child to Steve Bannon on ABC. Here's that clip.
Take a look at this image. We have this image of a young child, 2 years old, facing the possibility of being separated from her parents. There were nearly 2,000
Jonathan, you have the human traffickers. This is a huge business now coming up from Central America. You're just going to exacerbate the problem. The president has said, give me a border wall for security. Okay.
Right.
Give me border wall security. We won't have this problem. He has a zero tolerance, situation. He's drawn a line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to back off from it. And by the way, I don't see the mainstream media, and I don't see the liberal left embracing the angel moms, those people that were permanently separated from their children because of illegal aliens that came over here and committed crimes and killed people. You're very selective about
Steve, this is a
Jonathan.
U.S. policy. We are taking and separating these young children from their parents at
the border.
They're
a criminals when they come across.
That's
okay,
right.
Illegally, and that's why they're getting separated. By the way, if they're calling asylum, they're still going to the detention centers. All the detention centers are now full. That's the Obama policy, right from 2014.
So the children are criminals. The children that
they are not, but the law because of the consent decree means that children cannot stay with parents that are being charged with a crime.
That's right. If they take the kids with them to rob a bank, even if they don't drag the kids into the bank while they're doing the robbery, if they got the kids in the getaway car and they stop the getaway car, what are they going to do? They're going to separate the kids from the parents. They have violated the law, folks. That's the bottom line. I would disagree with Steve Bannon that President Trump needs to beg the Democrats or the establishment Republicans like Paul Ryan to give him a wall. He doesn't need them to give him a wall. He has the authority and the duty to protect our borders. He should not be listening to these lower court district, federal district judges. He has the authority to protect the borders, not them. And they're not making their decisions based on law, based on policy. They're making it, well, I think that his motivations are this or that. What they're essentially saying is that President Trump committed a hate crime by trying to protect our borders. That's absolute nonsense. They don't have the authority. He does. And he has the authority to protect our borders. It's called national security. He could use the military to do that. He could deploy troops there to do that. He could build a wall out of the massive defense budget that they have there. That's a legitimate use for our defense budget. It is not a legitimate use for our defense budget to go invade other countries without a declaration of war, other countries that have not invaded us. So it'd be it's absolutely amazing how perverse and inverted our government is, that we are not allowed to protect our own borders with our military or with our military budget. Nevertheless, we are allowed to go into any number of countries and kill people by the millions without a declaration of war, people that have never attacked us. This is how upside down our country is. Just absolutely amazing. Let's talk about gun control here. In California, we got a farmer's home raided, guns confiscated after trying to comply with a California new gun control law. This is a farmer, Jeffrey Scott Kirschenman. He tried to register his AR-15 with the state because of California's latest assault weapons ban, reports Breitbart. He ended up having his home raided, his firearms confiscated, and now he's facing 12 felony counts. 12 felony counts. He was trying to comply with the June 30th deadline that is coming up to register all so-called assault weapons. And the NRA, ILA, says many gun owners are already reluctant to comply with registration laws, such schemes are quite accurately viewed as a means to facilitate firearms confiscation. This farmer isn't alone in his alleged failure to conform to Sacramento's mandates. They say many decent folks have unwittingly broken the law, ignored new restrictions, or in many cases they've opted for civil disobedience. And when we look at the way the laws are being used and the way the laws are being abused, we just had the Delaware Senate committee last week failed to pass an assault weapons ban. We had a Republican that was on that committee, as reported by Breitbart here. There was a 5-member committee. And, you know, when laws come up for a vote, they have to pass a committee. They have to be brought, first of all, to the relevant committee. The committee then has to recommend it to the general body. And it didn't make it. And nevertheless, you've got the Democrat who is the president pro temp of the Senate, McBride, in Delaware, has listed it as the first order of business, even though it failed to pass in the committee. It failed to pass because you had a Republican. Greg Lavelle voted against it. He said it violates Delaware's constitution. It includes bans on AR-15s and related guns, but it also goes far beyond that. But even though it didn't pass, they're still going with it. Democrats are still, they don't care what the law is. They don't care what the process is. They're going to take the guns. And then we have in North Carolina, Democrats in the North Carolina House pushing for a California-style gun roster that opens the door to micro-stamping. California has approved a handgun roster. That means that a licensed dealer in California, they're only allowed to sell handguns that meet certain criteria. Part of that is that all the pistols sold in California have to be micro-stamped. Now, let's ignore the fact for the moment that you can't buy a gun that has micro-stamping in it, because no gun manufacturers have micro-stamping technology in their pistols. So that's just a way to say you're not going to be able to buy a pistol. And if you were to do it, as this article from Breitbart points out, even if the technology existed, it'd be very easy to defeat it by removing the factory firing pin or simply scratching the special marking end of it. Because what it's supposed to do is supposed to imprint on the bullets so that you can identify, say, well, this bullet was shot by this gun. Well, they still have a way to do that, don't they, without the micro-stamping. So the micro-stamping is simply a way to make it difficult or impossible for people to buy pistols. But, of course, they could still buy a revolver because that's what it is. But, you know, you've got the Democrats in North Carolina acting like Democrats in California as well. And when we look at Florida, the New American points out that Florida's Sun Sentinel says that half of those people who have had actions taken against them under the red flag laws have been people who have been flagged because of bad behavior on social media. Here's one example. A Pembroke Pines teenage girl was brought into the police headquarters and subjected to more than 2 hours of questioning about her posts on social media without an attorney present. And you have the police captain there saying, well, we'll do this to anybody under the risk protection orders. And they ask, well, if you're going to protect public safety, does a crime have to be committed? Does a crime have to be planned? Does a crime have to be plotted? Do you have to have proof of conspiracy to commit a plan? Or can you just drag anybody in because of something they said on Facebook? Well, it looks like that's the case. We'll be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email. So there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Maybe the thrill is gone because you're taking some things like birth control pills or antacids or some common heart medications for high blood pressure. Those things can cause you to have depression. Did you know that? You probably didn't. Because although when you take some of the medications like SSRIs that are specifically for depression, they will warn you that it can exacerbate your depression. It can make you suicidal. It can make you homicidal. It can turn you into a mass shooter as well. But they don't give you those kinds of warnings to say that common things like birth control pills or antacids or blood pressure medicine can make you depressed. Make you depressed. And then you go ask the doctor for, can you give me something for this depression? The pills that you don't know the pills that you're taking are causing you to get depressed. So then you go take a pill that actually one of the side effects, if you read it, are that it makes you a possible side effect, depression. Take this pill for depression and a possible side effect is depression. How many times do we see that happen, Big Pharma? And I mentioned this in the middle of our gun control stuff because we're going to talk a little bit about schools here in just a moment. But this is something that we all need to understand. Why are we having so many school shootings? You know, I think there's a lot of reasons for this. As I pointed out, we've had kids who are brought up in a godless society. They don't have personal relationships. They have relationships on social media to the herd, but not to individual people. They're losing that kind of connection that they have to individual people. I mean, look at how bad it is with millennials. More than half of them don't want to get married or have children at all. They don't want to have relations. They just want to be accepted by the herd on social media. And if somebody says something harmful to them that hurts their followers, puts them in severe depression. I mean, this is a very sad situation that we have here. People depending on that for their relationship. And of course, not having anything as a foundation to their life. But then of course we have the massive drug use that is put there as well. And when we look at this report was released 1 week after U.S. health authorities said that suicides have risen 30% in the past 2 decades. This is from Yahoo. They said about half of the suicides among people who are not known to suffer from mental illness. So suicides up 30%. About half of the suicides are people that did not have mental illness. Maybe it's coming from some common drugs that don't have any warnings whatsoever in them. They said the researchers found the risk of depression was highest among people who were taking more than one drug with depression as a possible side effect. So you have these, maybe taking an antacid by itself isn't going to make you depressed. But maybe if you take it along with your heart medication, or birth control, maybe the three of those together, that's going to cause you to get depressed. And there's nothing on any of the three of them that warn you about that. They said approximately 15% of the adults who simultaneously used three or more of these medications experienced depression while taking drugs, compared with just 5% of those who are not using any of the drugs. They said antidepressants are the only drug class that carries an explicit warning of suicide risk. They call that a black box warning. For other common medications like blood pressure lowering pills or antacids known as proton pump inhibitors or painkillers or hormonal contraceptives, the warnings are harder to find or they don't exist at all in the packaging. Yeah, that's one of the things that we see all the time. We talk about vaccines. You ever read the label in the vaccine? You ever read that booklet that they put in there about all the possible problems for vaccination? They don't want you to read that. They put that in there for legal purposes, but they really don't want you to read that. But they don't even put that in there to warn you about these common drugs. You use them in conjunction, and Again, they can cause you to become suicidal even if you don't go to the doctor and get your SSRIs, your suicide pills. And when we look at what's happening with the schools, we've got a Navy SEAL ripping apart David Hogg's five-point plan to stop school shootings. This guy is Eli Crane, a former Navy SEAL combat veteran. He said, "I'm once again very disappointed to see another young American with zero respect and understanding for our Constitution and common sense." He said, "My oath to defend David Hogg's right to disagree with me and the rest of our constitutional rights did not end when I took off my uniform. But his plan," he said, "is short-sighted, incomplete, and worthless." He said he was hired as a consultant 3 weeks ago in Arizona, where he lives, to do a school security assessment. And so he said, "I took this to look at this." He said, "I considered what would I do and how would I evade their school security if I wanted to do a shooting there." He said it was absurdly simple to do that. And he said, when you look at what David Hogg is proposing, more taxpayer dollars for gun violence research, a mandatory universal background check, digitizing ATF records, calling for a ban on high-capacity magazines and assault weapons, he said that's totally worthless, totally worthless. You know what they're doing here in Texas? Breitbart points out that nearly 220 Texas school districts allow school staff to be armed. And we're doing it in violation of the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. Take that, Joe Biden. Take that, David Hogg. Take that, George H.W. Bush. He's the one who signed that legislation that was put together by Joe Biden 28 years ago or so. It was early 90s. I think it was 1990. The beginning of February, they said there were 170 Texas districts that had armed staff. But after the Parkland shooting and so forth, that jumped by 28%, we now have 217 school districts here in Texas that allow armed staff. And that is 21%, 1 in 5 of the schools here in Texas allow teachers to protect students. But Jody Foster says she'd rather see a robot with a gun than a human being. Well, you're going to get that wish pretty soon, I'm afraid. But when we look at who should have the guns, how about this from the Free Thought Project? We've got the guard. Remember the guard who sat outside? Everybody was criticizing him. He didn't go in, even though he heard the shooting. He stayed outside. Well, guess what's come out now about this guy? The latest revelation, as reported by the Free Thought Project, is that this guy, whose name is Andrew Medina, he had been accused, according to the family, of Meadow Pollock. And she is one of the young people who died at Parkland. She and other girls, a number of girls, say her parents, including Meadow Medina, were harassed by him, and they reported him. This Medina is the guy who, it's Meadow Pollock is the girl who died, and she was one of a number of young girls at the school who reported this guard as harassing them. But no action was ever taken against him, despite the number of allegations and the seriousness of the allegations and all of this, nothing was ever done. So I guess that's okay. You know, whenever you are whenever you wear a uniform, there isn't anything that you can do, that's going to be a problem according to them. But we just need to have more, gun control, and we need to have more uniformed officers. Now, I think the right way to approach this is the way that it's being done here in Texas. We've seen, teachers and other people, even without guns, go against school shooters coming into the, some of them survived, some of them didn't. But if they had a gun, they would protect their lives as well as their students there. That's clear. We know that. That's just human nature. It's also human nature that most people, even if they have been trained, even if they are law enforcement officers, we still call them a hero if they go into a situation and fight somebody, if they head toward the gunfire, they go in and put their life at danger. We call them a hero because that is not usual. It is to be expected that you're going to have somebody have to think twice about doing that. But if they're coming after you, if they're in your classroom, you will do something to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're going to have Roger Stone join us in the next hour. He's been in the news quite a bit over the weekend. A couple of reports have surfaced in terms of a entrapment, apparently, by the FBI. This would not be anything new, would it? We saw Stefan Halper doing the same thing, a known informant and spy, trying to set up and entrap people in the Trump administration. And we're going to get Roger Stone's comments on that in the next hour, as well as I want to get his comments on the Paul Manafort thing. I think that is a great injustice. I've got a lot of questions for Roger about what's going on with that. I mean, we still don't have a clear picture of what the charges are. As one of the judges said, you wouldn't be interested in him at all if you weren't trying to get him to come after President Trump. As I think it was Alan Dershowitz who said, they're not trying to get him to sing. They're trying to get him to compose, to make stuff up about President Trump. But before we get into the Inspector General and some of the things that came out with that, I wanted to tell you what I thought was most important about that. And we got some updates on what is going to be happening with that. Before we get to that, we have Elon Musk coming out as a flaming socialist. Yes, he admits he is a socialist. We knew it all along, didn't we? When your business model is crony capitalism, when your business model is to get to be on the corporate welfare rolls, that's socialism. Socialism, folks, is kleptocracy. That is rule by thieves. And we have seen it with every socialist regime. Just take a look at Venezuela, of course, before they got into the situation that they're in right now. You had Hugo Chavez down there. He nationalized all these different industries. Oh, it's going to be for the people. Of course, it's going to be for the people. And then before they got thrown out and run out, even by the left-wing socialists in Venezuela, they transferred some of the title of those things to themselves. But you got Elon Musk here, who's losing money on every car that he sells. His business model is to get subsidies from the government, and he still can't make it, even with that. He has gotten, and this was a couple of years ago, a report that I covered at the time. I've talked to Eric Peters about it. He had an article about it, King of Crony Capitalism, but he's not the only one talking about this. Even the LA Times was talking about how his various companies had gotten more than $4 billion, and that was 2 years ago, more than $4 billion worth of subsidies from the federal government. Subsidies. Now, that's almost as much as President Trump has earned in his net worth. This guy has gotten in subsidies. Why? Because he's pushing something that the government desperately wants to force you to buy. They will subsidize it. They'll do whatever they want. And this is what I have a problem with. You know, I talk about electric cars. If you want to buy an electric car, fine, do it. Don't make me pay for it. Don't make me pay for a six-figure electric car that I can't afford. And don't make other people pay for it with their taxes. I have a real problem with that. And so he comes out and he says, as Breitbart says, conservative critics may have realized this long ago, considering the fact that he relies on federal subsidies as a business model. But Elon Musk came out, and at first it kind of sounded like he's kind of tongue-in-cheek. He says, those who proclaim themselves socialists are usually depressing. They have no sense of humor, and they attended an expensive college. Fate loves irony. So one guy replies to him and says, well, so what would you call yourself? Anything specifically? And he says, well, I'd call myself a socialist. And then he goes on to say, no sense of humor is certainly proving itself. True, good grief. How many socialists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Answer, that's not funny. But then he doubles down. So you can kind of dismiss that and say, well, he's not really admitting that he's a socialist. But then he doubles down. He says, by the way, I actually am a socialist. Just not the kind that shifts resources from the most productive to the least productive. Oh, no, that's exactly what your business model is. You have us pay taxes on other vehicles that we choose to buy to subsidize your vehicles that still lose money when you get those subsidies. So he's not the kind of socialist, he says, that shifts resources from the most productive to the least productive, pretending to do good while actually causing harm. That is precisely what he is. He said, true socialism seeks the greatest good for all. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he's a flaming socialist, and he is burning his money so fast that they can't keep up with it. But don't worry, because he's got another flaming socialist communist, George Soros, who has jumped on board and is going to bail him out, even if Wall Street won't. You're going to have George Soros help Elon Musk, and he does need help. He's losing money on every car, and he just had, talking about this flaming socialist, he just had one of his cars flame out again, this one with a celebrity that was an actress on the West Wing TV show. Her name is Mary McCormick, and she said there was no accident, and out of the blue, in traffic on Santa Monica Boulevard, thank you to the kind couple who flagged her husband down, said, and told him to pull over. And they got it right there on social media. You can see the car has caught fire. That was, it didn't hit anything. We've had several Teslas burst into flame and incinerate their occupants once they hit a barrier. And in some cases, as we've had in the last couple of weeks, we've had several reports of Teslas that were on autopilot veering into a barrier and accelerating as it was veering into the barrier, accelerating as it was rear-ending a fire truck. Didn't see it coming. But these things are much safer. Look, they play the games. As I pointed out 2 weeks ago before I went on vacation, I said, you know, when you look at this, they always come back and say, our cars are safer than everything else. No, they're not. When he gives that statistic out, and you know, the old saying from Mark Twain, statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics. Well, the way they use that in this particular case is they compare the overall injuries and deaths to cars that are 20, 30 years old that are not six-figure cars. When you compare new six-figure cars to Elon Musk's six-figure cars, his are far more dangerous than those comparable cars. And so that's the way they use those statistics. But she says, out of the blue, no accident. He would have been incinerated if this couple hadn't told him that the car was on fire. And thank God my three little girls were not in the car with him. But what do we see for the other side of the automotive ledger? See, one of the reasons that Elon Musk gets these kinds of subsidies is because the governments are hell-bent on making sure that everybody is going to be locked into their cities, that everybody is going to have cars that they can control using 5G technology. That's when this is really going to hit. The tyranny is really going to hit. They're waiting for this massive rollout of the robot cars that are going to be under their control. They're waiting until they can get 5G in the cities. They need that bandwidth in order to do this on a large scale. But that's the reason that they're subsidizing this. That's the reason they are punishing Volkswagen and now Audi. We got the CEO of Audi has now been arrested in Germany. And they said that Germany has just imposed on Volkswagen a $1.2 billion fine. We've had the American government, for starters, I don't know what it's up to right now, $4 billion fine on Volkswagen because of the diesel emissions cheating test. Nobody died. Nobody was injured. This isn't like exploding Pintos. This isn't like Tesla cars that catch on fire spontaneously. Okay, nobody died in this. This isn't like the Takata airbags that have killed over a dozen people worldwide, and that they're still trying to recall those things. No, it isn't any of that stuff. Nobody was harmed by this, but somebody cheated on their emission test. And when we talk about this, I still can't believe the hypocrisy of the EPA that would levy a $4 billion fine against Volkswagen plus and arrest one of their executives while I was in North Carolina 4 years. Let's see. It was 6 years ago. They were intentionally hooking people up to diesel tailpipes, trying to have them have heart attacks or respiratory failure. They had screened applicants for that. They did not inform them that they were doing something that, according to the EPA, would kill them. And at the time, you had Lisa Jackson going to Congress and telling then Congressman Markey, more people are dying from diesel exhaust than from cancer. She was lying. It was a lie. If it had been true, they should have been in jail for war crimes and violation of the Nuremberg prohibition. But now we have more executives arrested.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Roger Stone. I've got a clip here of Roger Stone, exclusive from InfoWars.com. Of course, Roger's been in the news talking about the moves against him. I also want to talk to him about Paul Manafort, somebody that he's known for a very long time. I think they go back all the way to college, the two of them. So he's going to be joining us in the next hour. I want to talk about the Inspector General report and some of the things that stood out in this to me as I looked at it over the weekend. I was gone last week when this broke. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at our sale at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we have continued the sale that we put into place with a 34-hour broadcast, The Fall of the Deep State, at the end of the week last week. Free shipping and up to 50% off of some of your favorite products. We have things like Immune Wall, 50% off with free shipping. Pollen Block, 50% off with free shipping. Let me tell you, my wife uses Pollen Block. She's always struggled with sinuses, and that is the only thing that she has found gives her relief every time she uses it. Every time she has a problem with sinuses, she uses Pollen Block, and it always clears that up. It's been a great product for her. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. In 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month supplies, 50% off with free shipping. That is a big savings, folks, because it's expensive to ship the food. But, of course, this is the storable food. You can store it up to 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. And you can get that in 1 year, 6 month, 3 month supplies, 50% off with free shipping. Another big savings is DNA Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. A very expensive product to produce, and that is a big dollar savings. And finally, the last one I'll tell you about, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50% off with free shipping. There's many, many other products. I'm not going to take the time to read every one of these. You can find them at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off plus free shipping on our most popular products. All right, let's talk about what I think is really the most important thing that has come out of this. We know that the buck stops with the president. We know that this was collusion that included not only the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, all those people, but it also goes up to President Obama. And I think this is one of the most interesting things coming out of this. This was not new, but it has been now confirmed by the Inspector General. And we've had a lot of people talking about this. We had a reporter at the Chicago Tribune call it Obama's silky lie. I think that's a good way to put it. Obama's silky lie. Now, the fact is that Obama was just one of 13 top government officials that were communicating with Clinton on her private email. Let me repeat that. When he told everybody, oh, I learned about it the same time you did, right? Remember that? We've played that many, many times, and we've told you how that was a lie. He said that with an interview on CBS's Bill Plant. He said, well, I found out about it the same time as everybody else did. I learned about it through the news reports. No, he didn't. He was already emailing Hillary Clinton. You know, HillaryClintonEmails.com. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just put a big neon sign there. This is almost like if you had the old-fashioned spy drops where you meet the guy on the park bench or something, you know, and you sit down on the park bench and you put your newspaper down and it's got the microfiche in there that's going to have the missile plans. You put it down on the park bench and you get up and the next person comes down and they sit down there and they just happen to pick up your newspaper and start reading and then take off. Well, she's got it. It's like if you had that. But you put a big neon sign there, you know, here's where you can come get the missile plan. So Hillary Clinton does that. It calls it HillaryClintonEmails.com. I mean, it couldn't be more brazen. But what was really brazen about this was the fact that this was edited out of Comey's report. In his report, he first said, the Inspector General's report says there was a key paragraph in Comey's statement summarizing the FBI's thinking that hostile actors were assessing her stuff. They said, she was using her private email for exchanges with President Obama while in the territory of a foreign adversary. Then they changed it from President Obama to another senior government official. And then the third alteration was to remove that completely. You see that? It was originally in Comey's report that she was compromising national security because she's emailing President Obama while she's in a foreign country. And it's very easy to get that. Of course, she didn't have to be in a foreign country. Then they change it to another senior government official. Then they strike that paragraph completely. Now, this is not something that is new, right? This is something that going back to October 2016, we had a round of emails that were released by WikiLeaks. Yeah, they told us the truth back then, didn't they? Featuring an email from top Clinton aide Cheryl Mills. And she was reacting to Obama's statement that he didn't know about the server. And she was writing to John Podesta. And she said, we need to clean this up. He has emails from her, and they do not say state.gov. What they said was HillaryClintonEmails.com. In other words, a private server in her basement that had above top secret documents on there. For a minute, do you think that anybody other than these people at the top of the FBI, the top of the CIA, the top of the Obama administration would not be in jail right now if they had all this stuff on their private server in their basement with their name on it? Classified documents? Going back, we have Peter Strzok saying, my recollection is that the early Comey speech drafts included references to emails that Secretary Clinton had with President Obama, and I think there was some conversation about it. Well, do we want to be that specific? Asked Peter Strzok. No, they didn't. They wanted to make sure that stuff was out of there because it didn't have, it wasn't from the government's email. That's what Cheryl Mills was saying. She's a little bit more discreet about that. She didn't say, these were Hillary's private emails. We got to do something about this, Podesta. And the Washington Examiner also in October 2016 said FBI agents revealed in notes from their closed investigative file that Obama communicated with Clinton on her private server using a pseudonym. So we've known about this for over a year and a half, but it has now been confirmed by the Inspector General's report. Why is nothing being done about this? Well, you know, James Comey was also using a private Gmail for account for his FBI business while he was director. But of course, we have Hillary Clinton coming out, and they think this is a big win for Hillary Clinton because she tweets out and says, but my emails, that's a big deal, right? So Comey has a private server, but he complains to me about my emails. Well, yeah, Hillary, you committed felonies, and so did he. But just like he did with you, the Inspector General is letting him off the hook. Because you guys get a pass. You always do. And so Hillary Clinton puts out, but my emails. I think what she should have said was, but I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. Yeah, she was a contender, but she didn't make it. She's now doing graduation ceremonies for eighth graders. Now, the Inspector General, however, has showed his own bias, not only in letting Comey go, just calling him insubordinate. What was he insubordinate to? Were the people telling him to cover up for Hillary Clinton, or was he just insubordinate to the law? Was he hypocritical in doing what he had warned other people in the FBI not to do? He had told other people in the FBI that they would be in huge trouble if they did what he did. But of course, you know, when he laid out all the felonies that Hillary Clinton had done, he said, I'm not going to do anything about it, but don't you try this at home. And then he tells his FBI employees, don't you have private emails? But I can do that sort of thing. And so, when we look at this and the Inspector General saying that there was no bias, I mean, that is absolutely amazing to me. That's another big thing coming out of this. And, of course, the idea that you now have Strzok saying we have to stop Trump. This goes beyond political bias, folks. This is the FBI. This is law enforcement at the highest level trying to set themselves up to counter the American election. And it's not just the FBI. It's the CIA. It's the NSA. It's people throughout government. The Inspector General has referred five employees for further investigation, but don't hold your breath. We're not going to see any of these people go to jail. They get a special pass. I find it interesting when they call this the mid-year exam. Yeah, mid-year exam. Talking about, I just had my interview with the president. Well, she wasn't the president because she failed the final exam. That was called the election. And these people have failed to obey the law. Why is Peter Strzok still drawing a salary at the FBI? It's absolutely amazing to me to see Christopher Wray defending the good name of the FIB. The Fibbers, when he has Peter Strzok on the campaign. Yeah, I'm sure there are good people in the FBI. And we've had Devin Nunes say that many of them were whistleblowers to him. But it is rotten at the top. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking some more about the Inspector General's report, as well as Roger Stone joining us in the next hour. We're going to cover some news here at the top of the hour. And we had headlines on the Drudge Report how a goal being scored in the World Cup caused a measurable earthquake. It was a seismic event because the fans were so excited. We've now had Nigeria plunged into darkness by a power grid meltdown as millions are watching the World Cup build up on television. So they have so many people watching television in Nigeria for the World Cup. It apparently caused them to have a power grid meltdown. I'm wondering whether or not we really should have the World Cup coming here. You know, we had President Trump. This is pretty dangerous. I mean, earthquakes from the fans, not to mention the soccer hooliganism that goes on. But even taking down the power grid in Nigeria, as people are so glued to their television set. And we're going to have the World Cup possibly coming here and to Canada as President Trump is leading negotiations on that. Maybe that shouldn't happen. And then in some more strange news, we have this report from RT, which my wife saw this and sent it to me and said, this sounds like The Onion, but it isn't The Onion. The world is running out of sand, they say, making it the black market's hottest commodity. A global shortage of sand is prompting black market gangs to steal large amounts from rivers and beaches. Statistics show worldwide we go through 50 billion tons of sand every year, twice the amount produced by every river in the world during the same period. I find this hard to believe, even though this isn't The Onion. I mean, usually, not to say that that RT gets it right on everything. I don't think they got it right on this thing. And if this is the case, then Saudi Arabia is sitting pretty right now because they've got something that's more valuable than oil because all they've got there is oil and sand. But when we look at what's going on in Saudi Arabia, there was an interesting article over the weekend about from Bloomberg talking about the Ritz-Carlton crackdown still haunting the new Saudi Arabia. If you remember that's where the crown prince locked up a bunch of Saudis, basically held them captive, tortured some of them allegedly, and some of them have now been hauled off to more serious prisons, but took them to the Ritz-Carlton to be tortured. So only in Saudi Arabia would they do that. But it underscores the corruption and the oppression of this regime, folks. And again, you know, we make jokes about it, you know, putting on the Ritz. I said, you know, when the reports were surfacing how they were torturing people in the Ritz-Carlton, kind of reminded me of Young Frankenstein. They do the tap dance and the monsters going, but not the Ritz. I imagine that you might have heard that with some of the royals that were being tortured there. But it's like this. And on the serious side, as Bloomberg is saying, some Saudis are putting their phones in separate rooms or putting them in plastic containers. They're worried that their microphones are being remotely accessed. Yeah, they should. I'm sure that he's got all the tools that Michael Hayden does. And, you know, just like Michael Hayden, the Saudi crown prince is not interested in bad people. He's interested in interesting people, as Hayden bragged, the guy who now calls President Trump a Nazi. Most, they say, are reluctant to talk politics in public. A Saudi businessman recently asked a guest in his own sitting room to lower his voice as he discussed the kingdom's anti-corruption campaign with friends. Will we get to that kind of a situation here in the United States on the serious side here? We already are there, folks. We already are. And, you know, when we look at the situation that's been done by the Inspector General, when we look at what's been done by the NSA, by the CIA, by the FBI, we should be concerned. And the people who are the ones who should be the most concerned are the politicians. The only one that I've seen exercise any concern about what is going on here is Jim Jordan. And he said the Justice Department seizure of a New York Times reporter's private email and phone records is something that we ought to take care of with a shield law. He's absolutely right. Journalists should not be forced by the government to turn over their records or sources. And the government ought to get legitimate search warrants and have to show that there is an actual crime that has been committed, not just that they're investigating people for political purposes like our head-chopping ally, the Saudis, do all the time. We don't want to be like them. Unfortunately, they're being trained by us, to be like people like Michael Hayden.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the Real News. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Roger Stone coming up in the next segment. And we've got a video from Roger that is exclusive to Infowars, talking about the FBI's efforts to compromise the Trump campaign, trying to entrap him and others. But I was talking at the top of the hour about how Jim Jordan, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, I've got all new respect for him because unlike Devin Nunes, who knew about all of this intrigue and so forth and hid a lot of that stuff until they could reauthorize the dragnet surveillance that was being done and loosen the controls on it at the same time, then they tell you about all the stuff that we already knew about. But that's when they put their report out. They are the ones who are at the center of this type of corruption that we have now embraced in Washington. And I haven't seen anybody other than Jim Jordan and Rand Paul have a problem with the surveillance state that we have, that we've developed. He's proposed a shield law that would protect journalists from being forced by the government to turn over their records or sources. You know, people like Julian Assange, who told us a year and a half ago that Obama was sending emails to Hillary Clinton's private server. It's now been verified by the Inspector General's report. How about the Washington Post that was just lionized by the Hollywood left for what they did with the Pentagon Papers? I mean, the same thing applies with them. And so we've had Jim Jordan come out and say that, you know, as the Justice Department is trying to seize a New York Times reporter's private email and phone records, he said, no, I don't think so. He said, when you think about the context of the last several years, Jim Jordan said, you've seen the IRS target conservatives for their political beliefs. You've seen what the FBI was trying to do with phones and with Apple encryption. You've seen this deal with the FBI and this reporter, Ali Watkins. He said all these things are examples of where government continues to encroach and violate people's fundamental liberties. And we should be very concerned about this. And the people who should be the most concerned are the politicians. They are the ones who should be their necks are in the noose, more so than you and I, as Michael Hayden has bragged on this program multiple times because I keep playing that clip. We're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, and we understand that. Michael Hayden is part of that coup. And we're talking about the coup, and we're going to have Roger on with us in the next segment. I want to play a little clip here for you. Roger breaking down the FBI's efforts to try to come after President Trump. They're not coming after a crime. They're coming after an interesting person trying to stop the election of President Trump. Here's Roger Stone.
This is Roger Stone with breaking news. Today, I sent a letter to Chairman Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee to inform him of yet another FBI effort to infiltrate the Trump campaign and compromise Donald Trump himself. In May of 2016, I was approached by a man named Henry Greenberg, or at least that's the alias that he used, who said he had valuable information on the Clintons. After meeting him for 20 minutes, he told me that the information would cost $2 million. When I told him that not only did I not have $2 million, but even if I did have it, I didn't pay for political information, he laughed and said it wasn't my money he wanted, it was Donald Trump's. I told him that Trump didn't pay for information either, and that was the end of the meeting. Now, however, we have learned that Henry Greenberg is a longtime Russian national, but an FBI informant who has had numerous waivers to get in and out of the country at the sufferance of the FBI. This is clearly, like the situation with Steph Halper, yet another attempt to infiltrate and compromise the Trump campaign. This is Roger Stone with breaking news.
All right, we're going to have more from Roger Stone about that. Also about what is happening with Paul Manafort. I think it's an absolute crime what the so-called Justice Department is doing to Paul Manafort. But we're going to get his comments on that as well. Now, when we look at the Inspector General's report and some of the things that have come out with it, I think one of the key things that I saw with this, again, is the verification that President Obama was emailing Hillary Clinton and lying to the public when he says, hey, I found out about the same time as all of you guys did. I read about it on the news. No, he had been emailing. He and 12 other senior government officials had been using her private emails and sending her above top secret information on that, not using the State Department. And they were emailing each other. Cheryl Mills was saying to Podesta, hey, we got to do something about this. Some of these emails from President Obama were not going to the State Department email. They were going to her private email. But then we find this, the Stop Trump text. They have Page and Strzok. Strzok, stop. he's saying, Trump's not ever going to become president. She says to him, right, right? He says, no, no, he won't. We will stop it. Here's what Alan Dershowitz said yesterday morning about that.
Well, remember, FBI agents are allowed to be biased. They're allowed to support political candidates. That's part of the law. Where I draw the line is when an FBI agent says, we'll stop him. That's not an expression of bias. That's not saying who we're going to vote for. That sends a message to the American people that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is going to interfere in an election in an effort to try to stop the election of one candidate rather than the other. I don't understand how Strzok can remain an FBI agent after saying, we'll stop that. We'll stop him from being president. That, to me, is where the red line was crossed. When he said, you know, we need an insurance policy, I support her. You're entitled to support a candidate if you're an FBI agent, but you're not allowed to try to use your office to stop somebody from being elected president of the United States.
Exactly right. And when we have the FBI current director, Christopher Wray, come out and defend this and saying there's nothing in the report that impugns the integrity of the FBI workforce as a whole. Seriously? It impugns you, Christopher Wray, FBI director Christopher Wray. It impugns you. Frank Serpico, as I quoted before, said, in any human organization, you're going to have bad actors. You're going to have people who act criminally. The question then becomes, is that institution going to purge the bad actors? Is it going to purge the criminals? Or is it going to cover up for them? Is it going to embrace that? That's a legal principle. When you know that somebody has committed a crime and you cover that up, you help them to evade detection or punishment or whatever, then you become an accessory to that crime. Christopher Wray is an accessory to the crime of these FBI agents. If he wasn't before, he is now. Because it's now been made clear that, as Alan Dershowitz pointed out, he was going to interfere with the election. Not just his own personal political preferences. It wasn't just that he liked Hillary Clinton and didn't like President Trump. He was going to stop President Trump from being president, in spite of the fact that he had won the election. And so when we look at this, the FBI is now a corrupt organization. Now, there are still good people within the FBI, as we had Devin Nunes say. We had good FBI agents that tipped off Congress about what was happening with Comey. And at the time this happened, because this all came out of New York and it was all about Anthony Weiner's laptop, we said, hey, it's probably the New York Police Department, because we didn't have any confidence in anybody in the FBI. But he's saying that it was people in the New York FBI office that rebelled against the corrupt people at the top. Here's Devin Nunes.
Tell you what we know about that at the time. So we actually had, I've never actually said this before, because we had whistleblowers, but we couldn't really use the information. But now that it's in the IG report, we can. We had whistleblowers that came to us in late September of 2016 who talked to us about this laptop sitting up in New York that had additional emails on it. I mean, the House Intelligence Committee, we had that, but we couldn't do anything with it.
When was that again?
In 2016.
What, do you know when exactly?
I think it was late September.
Okay, so ultimately, they didn't move on this until
okay,
late
let's hold
October.
There. We've got to go to a break. And, of course, that's Laura Ingraham interviewing Devin Nunes. Yeah, that was what forced James Comey to do that. He was not trying to throw the election for President Trump, in spite of what Hillary Clinton says. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. The New York Police Department, the New York FBI knew that they had all of this information on Weiner's laptop and they were going to go public with it. So he had to tamp that down. He was still covering up for Hillary Clinton and, of course, committing the same crimes himself. And now he's being given a pass by the Inspector General, just like he gave a pass to Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Roger Stone. If you want something that's crazy, take a look at the politicization of our Justice Department. People committing crimes and getting away with them, and then other people who I still don't think that Paul Manafort should be in jail. I'm not really sure what the crimes are, and I'm not really sure that he knows what the charges are completely, or the people that he supposedly tampered with. I want to ask Roger that first, but of course we got Roger on because of the information that surfaced over this weekend about people who have approached him, at least two, that tried to entrap Roger and others, tried to entrap the Trump campaign, trying to do it through Roger Stone. That has now surfaced over the weekend, so we want to get that information from him. But joining us now is Roger Stone. Thank you for joining us, Roger.
David, great to be here.
Let's start first with Paul Manafort, because there's a report by Gateway Pundit talking about the history of this judge that's just now put him in jail. And, of course, Judge Amy Berman Jackson said, and when I saw this over the this last week, she struggled with the decision to put him in because the standard is that he has to be a danger to the public. I don't know how Paul Manafort is a danger to the public. Exactly how is that? I mean, is he packing heat, Roger?
He's 69 years old. They've taken his passports. He has one of the most recognizable faces in the country. He's clearly not a flight risk. David, this is an effort to pressure Manafort to plead guilty because the government does not want to go to trial. The reason for that is because at trial, it will finally be revealed that the Obama administration used illegal FISA warrants to spy on Manafort and myself and Carter Page and perhaps others without justification. A FISA warrant can only be issued on a U.S. citizen if they're actively involved in espionage on behalf of a foreign power against the United States.
That's clearly, why they call it the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, because it's about foreign issues. It's not about domestic.
So incredibly, even today in discovery, the Justice Department denies to Manafort's lawyers that he was ever under surveillance. The Washington Post, the New York Times, Associated Press, all of these major news organizations have reported otherwise. He was clearly under surveillance in an earlier period when he was working in the Ukraine, and the Obama administration didn't like his political activity. He came back under surveillance when he, at the exact time that he went to work for Donald Trump. How coincidental. And they still deny that. They don't want to go to trial because this is the central issue. This, by the way, is exactly what Devin Nunes and the House Republicans are fighting with the Justice Department about. Why is it that DOJ doesn't want to hand over to the House information regarding the FISA warrants and this surveillance? this is the crucial issue. And it gets into my own experience this weekend, in which I learned essentially that Comey's FBI sent an active FBI informant to see me in May of 2016 in an effort to compromise Donald Trump. InfoWars broke this story before the Washington Post. We had it before anyone, and it's now abundantly clear that the special counsel's office has access to my text messages between myself and Michael Caputo, the Trump campaign operative who has appeared on InfoWars, I think on the basis of the same illegal FISA warrants. How is it that they have this information?
Well, you know, before we get into that, Roger, and I, that is very important, and I want to get into that story, but before we leave Paul Manafort here, you're talking about the fact they're trying to sweat this out of him. And we have seen this happen before with political prisoners. We've seen them kept in jail for years. We saw this with the Bundys and others, where they're trying to pressure them into a plea bargain because they don't want it to go to trial, as you pointed out with Paul Manafort. So they put all this pressure on them. They throw them in jail. They won't let them out. And this is a systemic problem with the legal system. But there's also something else about this judge that also shows the prejudice of the Department of Justice. And I think that's very important. We had an article from Gateway pundit Jim Hoff is talking about the background of this judge. The fact that back in 2013, she ruled against the Catholic Church saying you don't have any freedom of religion. You have to sign into Obamacare. That was ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court. In 2017, she dismissed a wrongful death lawsuit against Hillary Clinton by family members of those killed in Benghazi. And then all of a sudden, January of this year, we don't know who did it in the Justice Department, somehow Paul Manafort's case got sent to her. We don't know who did that. We don't know if it was Rod Rosenstein, if it was Jeff Sessions, or if it was somebody else at the Justice Department. But they've got a reliable Obama appointee that they wanted to make sure was going to be the one in charge of this Manafort case.
No, you're absolutely right. They have a judge who's in the tank, who's who will do whatever the special counsel wants. Contrast that, for example, with the Awan brothers. They get illegal access to the House computers. They are involved in the theft of data, the theft of money, 5,000 illicit entries into the House system. Neither one of them has spent a day in jail. Yet Paul Manafort, 69 years old and no threat to the public, is being squeezed in a Virginia prison because they want him to plead guilty.
Well, yeah, they even had Awan's wife take off with a bunch of cash in her suitcase. I mean, how many times do you see that happen? Typically, they would confiscate that under civil asset forfeiture, but not for them. Absolutely amazing.
We both know that in the Inspector General's report, no one will be prosecuted. Not James Comey, not Hillary Clinton, not Huma Abedin, not Cheryl Mills, not Stroke or his lover, not Loretta Lynch. Oh, her meeting with Clinton, in which on the tarmac to fix this, was a lapse of judgment. No, it wasn't. It was a violation of the law. There are two standards of justice here, one for Trump-supporting Republicans and another one for establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans. Poor Manafort rots in a jail because he's being held to a different standard than the criminals involved in the Obama administration.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I want to get into the details of what actually happened with this FBI informant who was trying to do a sting on you, trying to set up the Trump campaign. It didn't work, and I want to get all the details of that when we come back. But as you pointed out, what is eventually going to come to light, and there's still some more to come from the Inspector General. I'm very disappointed so far in the conclusions of the Inspector General. It's nice to see some validation of what had already surfaced, the fact that Obama was sending emails to Hillary Clinton on her private email server while he was telling everybody else that he didn't know anything about it. He learned about it during the news. So it's important to have that kind of stuff come out with Inspector General, but then he whitewashes the conclusions on this. There still is another Inspector General report, as they say, the IG report 2.0 is what some people have called it. That's going to be looking at what you're talking about, the FISA issues, and whether or not they had a legitimate search warrant. If that were to be thrown out, as it should be, then, of course, anything that they investigated would be the fruit of a poisonous tree, and that would be disallowed in in a justice system, if we do in fact have a justice system. But when we come back, we're going to get the information from Roger as to exactly how this FBI sting proceeded. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here with Roger Stone. And as you hear, while the city sleeps, men are scheming new ways to kill us and to also overthrow our election. And we're going to talk to Roger about the specific attack against him, but also indirectly trying to entrap Trump through him. And before we do, Roger, I got an email this morning from an individual who was trying to make a contribution to your campaign. I had my producer forward that to you, but they were trying to get give some money to the StoneDefenseFund.com, and they had some problems on the website. So can you tell them if there's some issues there, how people can help you in this as you've been singled out and targeted?
I appreciate that, David. The website, when we test it, seems to be working fine, and we took in a decent amount of money on Friday thanks to the fact that Alex Jones raised this on his show at StoneDefenseFund.com. We have had a small number of people who have had problems on the site. If you want to mail us a contribution, you can send it to to 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Again, that's 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. We'll post an address on the site shortly for those who are having a problem, but we're trying to work those bugs out.
All right, good, good. Yeah, if somebody has a problem with it, then there'll be a contact mailing address that they can send something in. It might be something like some version of a browser that they've got, because it's so many different browzers and versions of them, it's hard to do that. All right, let's talk about what happened in terms of this FBI informant trying to entrap you, going to you and to Michael Caputo, because that's a very interesting story.
Well, InfoWars broke this story. Matt Drudge picked it up minutes before the Washington Post. The bottom line of it was that Michael Caputo, a longtime associate of mine, asked me to take a meeting with a man who had contacted him through a friend who said he had negative information on Hillary Clinton. I eventually agreed to meet with this gentleman whose name was Greenberg, Henry Greenberg, except for that's not his real name. That's an alias. And we learned today that he is a longtime 17-year paid informant for James Comey's FBI, now Mr. Ray's FBI. In this 20-minute meeting, he shows up wearing a MAGA hat and a Trump T-shirt. He shows me photographs of himself and a woman, his wife, his girlfriend, I don't know, at various South Florida Trump rallies, obviously wanting me to believe he is a Trump supporter. And then he tells me he has damaging information on Hillary that he'll be happy to sell to me for $2 million. I laugh, telling that I don't have $2 million. And even if I did, I wouldn't spend it on opposition research. And he says, you don't understand. It's not your money I want. It's Donald Trump's money. I laughed again and said, well, you really don't understand Donald Trump. He's not paying for anything of the kind. And the meeting is over. Frankly, it was so ludicrous that I had forgotten it until Robert Mueller's investigators questioned Michael Caputo in the beginning of May, and they brought it up. Strangely enough,
it just shows how targeted you are, how Mueller is trying to find something, anything, to come after you to target you with this.
And what's amazing is that Mueller knows all about this meeting, even though Caputo no longer has the text messages. Mueller's people seem to have text messages between Caputo and I, published by both InfoWars and the Washington Post, that show that I reject the offer and tell them that it's ludicrous. So it's a setup. The mainstream media wants to focus today on why I didn't remember this. No, they should focus on the fact that the FBI sent me an active informant who's only in the country due to a waiver from the FBI, who has been on their payroll for 17 years, who is associated with Russian organized crime, who is a violent convicted felon. That's who they send to me in an effort to entrap me and compromise Donald Trump. Fortunately,
his name was Henry Okhniensky or something like that, right? It's a Russian national.
Yeah, you can go to democratdossier.org and see his entire background. It's stunning. Of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to focus on that. They want to focus on why I didn't remember this. Rudy Giuliani had it exactly right. Nothing meaningful transpired. I didn't pay him anything. I didn't receive anything. There is no transaction, unlike, say, when the Clintons got $145 million from the Russian energy company at the time that Uranium One was on Hillary's desk. There you have the background on the man that the FBI sent in to try to compromise me, but more importantly, I think really an effort to compromise Donald Trump. Now, Rudy Giuliani is exactly right in several interviews yesterday when he says the president didn't know anything about this. He didn't. I never brought it to his attention. I never discussed it with anyone else in his campaign. Frankly, I'd forgotten the entire thing until Caputo brought it to my attention. I have updated my testimony with the House Intelligence Committee. The idea that I will face some perjury charge because I didn't remember this is false. The majority is more interested in how it is that Mr. Mueller has access to my text messages, if not through the illegal FISA warrant we discussed earlier in the show. Exactly. This is the Achilles heel for Mueller and the Obama administration. Their entire investigation, their entire effort to undermine Donald Trump is based on illegal FISA warrants. A FISA warrant can only be issued against an American citizen if they're actively involved in espionage against the United States. I certainly don't meet that criteria. Either did Paul Manafort or Carter Page. So they used a FISA warrant for political purposes, and now Rod Rosenstein is pulling out all the stops, including obstruction of justice, threatening members of Congress who are exercising their oversight authority to try to get to the bottom of that question. It is time for Mr. Rosenstein to be fired and prosecuted for obstruction.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at what's going on with this, it's important for them to get people like this this Russian criminal to try to entrap you, just like it was important for them to use the walrus, Stefan Halper, to say, you know, I kind of feel like I saw somebody talking to somebody that was Russian once upon a time. That gives them kind of a parallel construction. It gives them, a plausible deniability to get around these things. But let me ask you this, Roger. Opposition research. I mean, it's done by both sides all the time. Is it a problem to do opposition research on somebody? I mean, certainly no, you didn't get any information from him and you didn't give him any money. But I mean, what is the big deal about opposition research? We had Alan Dershowitz say people do that all the time. What is the big deal?
David, you never pay for it. Opposition research is going to publicly known information and culling information. Sometimes information comes in over the transom or is given to you that needs to be vetted and reviewed for its accuracy and authenticity. But in the 10 years or the 10 presidential campaigns in which I've been involved, in a 30-year, almost 40-year career in American politics, I have never paid for opposition research on another candidate, and I never would. The idea is a ludicrous one. This is a setup. The mainstream media wants to focus on why I didn't remember a 20-minute meeting when they ought to be focusing on why James Comey's FBI ran an informant in on me in an attempt to compromise Donald Trump through me. That is the question.
Anyone, well, I think we know because we saw that Peter Strzok, now we've got a new message coming out, Trump must be stopped. And that's really what they were up to, trying to do that. So it was a red flag that he's trying to get paid for that, certainly the amount of money that he wanted, and also how desperately he was trying to show himself to be a MAGA supporter when he was really a Russian mob figure. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger. And again, if you want to try to help Roger, as he is the focus of the Mueller investigation, the setup still, stonedefensefund.com. Thank you so much, Roger. We'll be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as traveler's stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right. When is the Justice Department gonna get smart? We've got Agent 1, we've got Agent 5. The only thing missing is Agent 99. Would you believe? No, I wouldn't believe that we'd had this kind of corruption, open corruption, go for this long unpunished at the FBI. And we still have the FBI director, Christopher Wray, making apologies for these people. Still has Peter Strzok working and taking an FBI salary. This guy ought to be in the docks. He ought to be in a trial right now, facing prison. But, of course, that's not going to happen. Yeah, we got Agent 1, Agent 5. This has now come out of the Inspector General's report. Two more love romances going on there. This is Agent 99. It wasn't enough that we had Peter Strzok and his lawyer mistress, and we now have Agent 1 and Agent 5 who were not allowed to know who these people are. Why are they not unmasked? wasn't a problem to unmask people that were being illegally spied upon with FISA warrants in the Trump campaign. But we can't know who Agent 1 and Agent 5 are. Key players. And, of course, Agent 1 was just one of four case agents on the probe to try to take down President Trump, to try to overthrow the election. Sending out messages from Agent 1 to Agent 5. You should know that I'm with her. Did they have shoe phones? Is that where they were storing the text messages? I don't know. I mean, this is almost funny, but it is corrupt. And we have another thing here. This is not Agent 1 and Agent 5. This is FBI Attorney 2 and FBI employee. They're hiding these people. Why? Because they're saying things like this. FBI Attorney 2 says, I am so stressed about what I could have done differently. FBI employee replies, don't stress. None of that matters. To which, and also says the FBI's influence. I don't know. We broke the momentum. That's not so. And then FBI employee says, all the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump supporters are all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy POSs that think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. Oh, you mean like you FBI people who get granted jobs and permanent employment for your political corruption? Yeah, that's what we're looking at. No, we're not looking to President Trump to grant us jobs. We're looking at President Trump to get the government off of our back. You people in Washington are the ones who are looking to the Democrats and the Obama administration to grant you jobs. And it goes on to say, they probably didn't watch the debates. They aren't fully educated on his policies, and they're stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm. So that's it. I'm an uneducated POS, according to the FBI. Well, I'd rather be an uneducated POS than a corrupt FBI agent. The FIB is really what we're talking about here with these people. And now we got Strzok saying he's going to testify before Congress. He doesn't want immunity. He will not invoke the Fifth Amendment. Well, good. Let's see him go to jail. That's what Giuliani is saying. That's what Roger Stone was saying. He's absolutely right. Comey should go to jail. The FBI agents should be fired and imprisoned this week. As Giuliani said, Peter Strzok was running the Hillary investigation. That's a total fix. Look at the closed book now. Total fix. Comey should go to jail for that and Strzok. And then what does Comey do? He takes Strzok, who wanted to get Trump in any way possible. He puts him in charge of the Russia investigation. Says Mueller's got a guy who donated $35,000 to Hillary. He got one who cried at Hillary's losing party. Oh, there's no bias there, says the attorney, the Inspector General Horowitz. Yes, yes, he is Inspector General. All right, before we get into Merkel, because I want to talk a little bit about Angela Merkel before the program is over, I just want to tell you very quickly about what supports this program. And that is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have continued the sale that began with our 34-hour special at the end of last week, the Fall of the Deep State. We have free shipping and up to 50% off many of our most popular products, things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, Super Male, and Super Female Vitality, all those 50% off plus free shipping. But here's where the savings are really big. DNA Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping, a very expensive product, very important for your health, your longevity, but that is a very expensive product. 50% off is a big savings, and when you look at InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for up to 25 years, it is non-GMO, made in America. You can reseal it even after you open it for a short period of time. The best storable food you're going to find anywhere. We've got supplies, a 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month food supplies, 50% off and free shipping. That is a massive savings. Two more I'll tell you about. Immune Wall and Pollen Block, also 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And just a report I'm not going to have time to talk about today. I'll talk about tomorrow. The censorship of Facebook and joining that now, we have Google slapping down people being able to get not only advertisements about firearms, but also advertisements about natural supplements, because you should be taking those big pharmaceutical products like I told you about at the beginning of the program. Many of the common, even over-the-counter things that you take can cause you to have depression, especially if you take two or three of them together. Common things that you wouldn't expect, not even the things like SSRIs. But let's talk about Angela Merkel before we run out of time here. As I pointed out, you know, you got the the famous story about the death of King Arthur, La Mort d'Arthur. And now we've got the same thing happening with Angela Merkel. And it was not that long ago, while I was on vacation last week, we had that interesting picture that everybody had so much fun with. And as Daily Mail was talking about, her defiant stance as she's leaning over, looking at President Trump, who is, as a psychiatrist, a body language expert, not a psychiatrist, but a body language expert, broke it down and said, he's seated as if he is a king. You know, they're all standing in his presence, and he's seated there with a look of amusement on his face and his hands crossed, which indicates that he's not open to what she's having to say. But she's leaning over, very aggressive, says she is in a very assertive position all the way, says the body language expert. She is definitely not amused at the situation. If you look at her arms, they're locked. So she's not only aggressive, but she feels very strongly about this, and she's not going to change her mind. Well, good. Let's hope that she doesn't change her mind about any of this stuff, because if she doesn't change her mind, she is going to be out. Remember, they had an election, I think it was last fall when they had the German elections, but it took them something like 6 months to try to put together a coalition. And for Americans, you have to understand, they have the election. They have a multi-party democracy, which we don't have in America. We only have two parties that you're allowed to vote for. They make sure that nobody else is allowed on the ballot. So all the negotiation and the maneuvering happens before the election. Not so in Europe. They have multiple parties. And so you often wind up with a situation where one party does not have more than 50% of the vote. And so they have to put together a coalition government. And that's what Angela Merkel did. And it took her 6 months to put together a coalition government. Now, what she did was she put together a coalition government with a conservative Bavarian party that took a beating at home in Bavaria with AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, or Alternative for Germany, which was about protecting the borders and national sovereignty. They're very upset about her open border policy, so much so that as they put together this coalition there, the person from the Bavarian party that is involved with the, actually put them in charge of immigration, said, I'm not going to go down for Angela Merkel's open border policies. We're going to do this. And she says, no, you're not. We are not going to have a unilateral position about our borders. That's going to be decided in Brussels. And basically, this party has said they know that they're going to be on the ash heap of history along with Angela Merkel if they go down that road. So they have said, no, we're going to give you some time to think about this. But I don't think she's going to do that. And I hope she doesn't. I hope she keeps that aggressive stance leaning over the table towards the Bavarian partners in her coalition. She could be ousted by the end of next week. And when we look at what else is going on in Europe, we have the Italian minister. And again, they doubled down as the globalist tried to put in a different finance minister. They said, all right, well, you do that, we're going to have elections, because the coalition is then going to step down. They basically pulled back, and now you have this new coalition between two nationalist parties saying, we're not going to allow open borders. They have rejected two more NGO, that's non-governmental organizations. The NGO organizations, these Soros groups and so forth, they are actually running an escort service here. They will go to the Libyan coast. And as these people set off from the Libyan coast, and they're, you know, we've seen the same thing happen with Cuban refugees. But of course, they're much closer to Florida than these people are to Italy. So these NGOs will pick them up. And instead of taking them back to Libya, because they can't cross safely that distance, they will take them in into Italy. And the Italian prime minister says, no, you don't. And so they've now shipped these to, in many cases, shipped them to Spain. And this is really heating up. We're going to see not only Angela Merkel, but the EU to unravel.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield. Toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.